My guest on Simply Folk came in from South Dakota. Nathan Edwards is here, along with his wife, Cassie Edwards. And we also have banjo player Paul Ottison, not from South Dakota, in the studio. Welcome to all three of you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Well, Nathan, we're going to talk about your recent recording project featuring the songs of Stephen Foster. But before we start, I'd like to give listeners a feel for how you're interpreting his music. And would you mind starting off with a song?
Sure thing. I'll start off with, this is I Would Not Die in Springtime. I would not die in springtime when all is bright around. Fair young flowers are peeping from out the silent ground. When life is on the water and joy upon the shore. For winter, gloomy winter, then rains over us no more. I would not die in summer when music's on the breeze. And soft, delicious murmurs float ever through the trees. And fairy birds are singing from morn to close of day. And with its transient glories, I would not pass away. When breezes leave the mountain, it's balmy, sweet, our Lord. Breath around the fountain and fan her bowers no more. When summer flowers are dying within the lonely glen, and autumn winds are sighing, I would not perish then. But let me die in winter when night hangs dark above. And cold the snow is lying on bosoms that we love. And may the wind at midnight that blows in from the sea chant mildly, softly, sweetly, a requiem for me. Chant mildly, softly, sweetly, a requiem for me.
I Would Not Die in Springtime, a song written by Stephen Foster over 150 years ago, and just performed there by Nathan Edwards. Nathan, I listened to the CD a couple of times. It's wonderful.
And thank you.
I think I heard on this particular one a Hammond B3 or something along those lines.
Yep. Or at least a version of that, yeah.
Right. So this is a pretty modern kind of singer-songwriter take on Stephen Foster. What was the impetus for this project?
Well, one particular song that's always kind of been with me growing up was Hard Times Come Again No More. And I've performed that song in many different forms, and it really got me curious once I started hearing a few modern renditions of it about where that song came from. And as I realized how long ago that song was written and learned a little more about Stephen Foster, it just got me really sort of fascinated with this idea that songs written from such a time period, such a long time ago, could be modernized that way and sound so modern. And that's really what sparked it for me, because I'd been playing that song Hard Times in my live sets, and so I just took it from there and started learning more about him and his catalog.
And some of those songs, like Hard Times, are still meaningful today. The lyrics are meaningful for us. Did you delve into his life pretty deeply? Have you become somewhat of a kind of a scholar of Stephen Foster?
Somewhat. his life is somewhat of a mystery, too. He, for example, that first song I played, the irony of it is that he did actually die in the month of January, almost like you wish, but he was only 37 years old when he passed away, sort of the tragic musician kind of story. And so there is a lot of mystery around his life, but I did try to learn as much as I could and kind of just get in his head a little bit and get to know who the man is behind those songs.
We'll talk a little bit about that, but let's have another song. What would you like to do next?
All right, this next song is going to be called, it's called Gentle Annie, and it's going to feature Paul on banjo and some vocals. You'll come round no more, gentle Annie, like a flower, your spirit did depart. You are gone, alas, like the many that have bloomed in the summer of my heart. Shall we nevermore behold thee, never hear your winning voice again? When the springtime comes, gentle Annie, when the wildflowers are scattered o'er the plain, we have roamed and loved mid the bowers when thy downy cheeks were in their bloom. Now I stand alone mid the flowers while they mingle their perfumes o'er thy tomb. Shall we nevermore behold thee, never hear winning voice again? When the springtime comes, gentle Annie, when the wildflowers are scattered o'er the plains, all the hours grow sad while I ponder near the silent spot where you are laid, and my heart bows down while I wander near the streams and the rivers where we stray. Shall we nevermore behold thee, never hear your winning voice again? When the springtime comes, gentle Annie, when the wildflowers are scattered, when the springtime comes, gentle Annie, when the wildflowers are scattered o'er the plain.
Gentle Annie is the name of that song, written by Stephen Foster in the mid-1800s, been performed right now today in 2013 by Nathan Edwards and Paul Ottison playing banjo and providing some backing vocals. Well, Nathan, that one, again, the first two that you've done have had these themes of death and nature. Is that something that runs through his music?
It does, yes. And there's kind of a pretty clear separation between the songs that I think Stephen Foster wrote more sort of for popular culture and the ones that seem to be more sort of from his heart and personal songs. And so I did more or less navigate toward the more personal kinds of songs. And I did find that a lot of his songs are a little bit tragic and have a little bit of a darker feel to them. But I also did try to pick out some of his more hopeful songs as well. So, it does, I think, definitely show a very personal side of him.
And speaking of maybe what we would think of today as a darker side, the elephant in the room is the racist lyrics. And I'm wondering if you dealt with that in any specific way to modernize things, or have you left the lyrics how they are? You did some of the songs that have rather, you know, for us in this day and time, kind of troubling lyrics.
Yes, yes. And I think that is one reason why people sometimes shy away from doing Stephen Foster's music because of those connections that he has. And sort of as a somewhat of an unfortunate piece of history, he composed during when minstrel shows were the most popular form of entertainment, and which involved performers in blackface. And some of the songs that he wrote had lyrics, of course, that would today be considered not ones you typically want to perform in public. So in doing my research, I found that there were musicians who consciously chose, because of historical purposes, to retain those lyrics and basically perform them as he originally wrote them. And I just made a conscious choice in some of my songs to edit them a bit, just because I'm modernizing them. We do live in a different time. And I think as the times change, so do some of the meanings of the lyrics. And so, of course, that's a little bit of a dangerous choice to make, but I'm hoping that Stephen Foster would approve based on how things have changed.
Yeah, what is offensive to us, you know, you have to think about that in terms of music today. Yeah. Now, I think you got some funding support from the university where you teach. Is that correct? Did I read that you had a grant for this project?
Yes, I got a research grant from Dakota State University, which is in Madison, South Dakota, ironically. And that was part of what also spurred me to pursue the project was to get this grant funding. So it was a great way to combine the history of Stephen Foster with my skills as a folk musician, and I teach recording and audio at the university. So I kind of liked how it could combine the academia side with the musical side.
Did the grant address any of the issues of racism, or did anybody ask to have any control over your content in any way?
No, not at all. It was very, really very open to my creative choices, I think, on the album. So I did make a choice, for example, on the website where I post up my music, to give some descriptions of each of the songs and kind of put them in their historical place and kind of let people interpret them from that point and take them how they would want to.
One of those songs that sometimes gets cited for lyrics that are racist would be "Oh Susanna," and that's one that you have on your CD.
Yeah. And "Oh Susanna" was it's one of those songs that I think everybody knows, mm-hmm. and we usually think of it in a certain context or performed a certain way, in that little more of a folky, jangly mm-hmm. sound. And as with a lot of the songs on the album, my intention was to again, kind of put them in a more modern context so that I could get across, I think, what the songs are really trying to say without having the racial element get in the way of them. And I think "Oh Susanna" is a great example. When you change, in particular on this song, I make it a much slower song. And because of that, I think it really almost changes the meaning of the song and how it's interpreted. And for me as a musician, that's something that I find to be a really neat element of songwriting.
It's kind of a silly song. We learn it as a kid and the lyrics don't make sense. What would you think he wrote this song for? What was the purpose?
You know, that song was actually, historically, it became an anthem for the California Gold Rush. And I don't know exactly how it fits in historically, what the story is behind it, but I think it was just one of those songs that I do leave a little more open to interpretation, because I don't even personally know where the exact story came from. But funny enough, as I was further along in the recording process, Cassie had mentioned that I should record "Oh Susanna," and at first I was kind of like, I don't know. I was a little bit against it because it had that connotation with the hokey, kind of folky, upbeat feel. But I was amazed when we slowed it down and worked through it. It came out in a really neat, different way that I hadn't envisioned originally.
Let's hear your version.
Okay. I come from Alabama with my banjo on my knee. I'm going to Louisiana, my true love, for to see. It rained all night the day I left, the weather it was dry. The sun so hot I froze to death, Susanna, don't you cry. Oh, Susanna, don't you cry for me. Well, I come from Alabama with my banjo on my knee. I had a dream the other night when everything was still. I thought I saw Susanna Deer coming down the hill. A buckwheat cake was in her mouth, a tear was in her eye. Says I, I'm coming from the south, Susanna, don't you cry. Oh, Susanna, don't you cry for me. Well, I come from Alabama with my banjo on my knee. I soon will be in New Orleans, and then I'll look around. And when I find Susanna Deer, I'll fall upon the ground. And if I do not find her, then surely I will die. And when I'm dead and buried, Susanna, don't you cry. Oh, Susanna, don't you cry for me. Well, I come from Alabama with my banjo on my knee. Oh, Susanna, don't you cry for me. Well, I come from Alabama with my banjo on my knee.
Quite an original take on Oh Susanna, a song that we all learn as kids as kind of a silly song. And boy, it takes on a lot of deep emotion when you slow it down like that. You can really feel the longing. And, you know, I can see why it would have been kind of a theme of the gold rush, separated from loved ones and really seeking a better life and that kind of thing.
I love to hear reactions to the different versions of the songs almost more than anything. I'd almost rather not tell so much, but let people listen and then interpret. And that's part of the fun of it for me. So I love just what you said. I love hearing those kinds of interpretations.
Yeah, it's wonderful. If you're just joining me, you're listening to Simply Folk. I'm Stephanie Elkins. My guest is Nathan Edwards. He's here with his wife, Cassie Edwards, and banjo player and singer Paul Otteson. And he has just released a new CD. It's called Nathan Edwards Presents the Music of Stephen Foster. And it's got these lovely gems that are done in a very modern kind of singer-songwriter way and give us another way of looking and listening to the music of Stephen Foster. Nathan, I was looking at the CD and all of the credits and that kind of thing, and I saw that Amanda from Count This Penny, which is a Madison band, is on it, and you had some help from Dietrich Gosser, another Madison-based musician. So do you have some connections to Wisconsin and to Madison?
Yes, and I am so thrilled to know so many amazingly talented musicians. And my philosophy is that if I surround myself with great musicians, it'll just make me sound that much better. And another thing that's great with the way you can utilize technology now is we could send our tracks back and forth online and record from great distances. In fact, Paul and I even though we're together on the album, we hadn't actually played in the same room these songs before. So it was really exciting to get together and play them.
So today is the first time you're coming together to play actually face to face?
Yes, with those these in particular, yes.
Wow.
it's great also to have been friends and known people as musicians for so long. It's very natural when you get back together.
Mm-hmm. Well, where did you grow up? Where were you born and raised?
In Dodgeville is where I grew up. And we all then had ultimately met each other at UW Oshkosh, where we went to school together and played music. So, along the path, we've done many different projects together and artistic musical endeavors.
And Cassie, are you also from Wisconsin?
Yeah, I was born in Oshkosh, raised in Milwaukee and parts of Minnesota, but my family ended up in Dodgeville as well when I was in high school, and that's when we met.
Ah, wonderful. So South Dakota is just a stop on the journey of life then.
Yes, yeah. That's for sure.
Do you still have friends and family back here?
Definitely, yep. We come back to Wisconsin a lot. We still consider ourselves cheeseheads.
Glad to hear that. Well, what would you like to do next?
Well, our next song is kind of another little bit of a downer song along the lines of Gentle Annie. It's called Nellie Was a Lady. Down on the Mississippi floating, long time I travel on the way. All night the cottonwood a-toting, sing for my true love all the day. Now I'm unhappy and I'm weeping, can't tote the cottonwood no more. Last night while Nellie was asleeping, death came a knocking at the door. Nellie was a lady, last night she died. Toll the bell for lovely now, my dear Virginia bride. When I saw my Nellie in the morning, smiled till she opened up her eyes. Seemed like the light of day had dawned, just before the sun began to rise. Down in the meadow among the clover, walk with my Nellie by my side. Now all them happy days are over, farewell my dear Virginia bride. Nellie was a lady, last night she died. Toll the bell for lovely now, my dear Virginia bride. Nellie was a lady, last night she died. Toll the bell for lovely now, my dear Virginia bride.
Nellie was a lady. Another song written by Stephen Foster and performed here by Nathan Edwards and Cassie Edwards. That's one that I was not familiar with, and I did a little bit of reading about it. And you have altered the words a little bit where it's farewell my dark Virginia bride is his original line. And, you know, we were talking a little bit about some of the racist lyrics, but in this case, one of the writers about Stephen Foster mentioned that no songwriter had ever called a black woman a lady before Nellie was a lady, and that was a positive thing.
That's such an interesting thing about this time period. And what's so strange about it is the way that it's interpreted today is so different from maybe what someone would have interpreted as back in that time period. And another example is that Stephen Foster was actually wasn't from the South, even though a lot of people, based on his lyrics, they assume that he was from the South. But in that time period, there was a lot of romanticism related to living in the South. And so that was something that he connected with in his songs. So there are a lot of ways to interpret the songs. And I think you really can't take his lyrics at face value because there is so much historical context behind them.
Yeah, well, I certainly agree. And this one, again, is full of this deep emotion and grief at the loss of a loved bride, a loved wife. And the way you've created it, it really speaks to us today. I mean, it could be on the radio today.
Yeah. And I loved the way that these songs really easily, almost sort of effortlessly transform themselves into modern songs. And I think it really goes to show how some things are just timeless, love and loss and those sort of real human emotions, despite all of the distractions of the racism and other sort of things that were happening during that time period. I think I really did want to try to capture those timeless parts, and those really came a lot from his more personal songs.
And it is that connection with the emotions that we feel and maybe why his music has endured for over a century and a half.
Yeah, and I really, my overall goal with this project was to keep his message alive, keep his songwriting alive, especially being as he was called the father of American music. And I found it important to carry that on. And I think a good way to do that was to modernize it a little bit and let people see it in a different light. And hopefully that will inspire people to find other ways to interpret his music and move it forward.
We started off talking about one of those anthems, really, that's been performed by so many people, and that's Hard Times. Hard Times Come Again No More. And, you know, it was sung during the Depression. It is sung during every major recession. There seems to be another version that comes out. But what's your take on the song?
Well, I love to end with this song because amongst all of his kind of darker songs, this one seems just so hopeful. And I just love that first line, "Let us pause in life's pleasures." And I almost feel like this song kind of almost makes up for all of the hardship and sorrow that he's gone through. And again, just, it's another one of those real timeless emotions. And I think it's just reminding us to enjoy the little things in life and just enjoy those kinds of moments. So just as we were talking about, another kind of timeless, something we can all relate to, and I think a great message.
Hard times come again no more.
Let us pause in life's pleasures and count its many tears while we all sup sorrow with the poor. There's a song that will linger forever in our ears. Oh, hard times come again no more. While we seek mirth and beauty and music light and gay, there are frail forms fainting at the door. Though their voices are silent, their pleading looks will say, oh, hard times come again no more. Oh, hard times come again no more. 'Tis the sigh
the sigh of the weary. Oh, hard times, come again no more. Many days you have lingered around my cabin door. Oh, hard times, come again no more. Oh, hard times, come again no more. Let us pause in life's pleasures and count its many tears while we all sup sorrow with the poor. There's a song that will linger forever in our ears. Oh, hard times, come again no more. Oh, hard times, come again no more. 'Tis the sigh of the weary. Hard times, come again no more. Many days you have lingered around my cabin door. Oh, hard times, come again no more. Oh, hard times, come again no more. Oh, hard times, come again no more. No
classic Stephen Foster song, Hard Times Come Again No More. That was performed by Nathan Edwards, vocalist and guitarist. And we also heard today some accompaniment by banjo player Paul Otteson. He also did some backing vocals. And Cassie Edwards, some backing vocals. Thank you all so much for coming in and talking about the music and sharing the music of Stephen Foster in this wonderful, more modern way.
Thanks a lot for having us.
Before we go, let me mention your website. What's the website? Where can people find out about this recording?
They can just head over to naterecording.com, or if you just search Nathan Edwards and Stephen Foster, it'll pop right up.
Pop right up. All right. Thank you so much for sharing your time and talent with Simply Folk listeners.
Thank you. It's been great to be here.